Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
Paul saying, listen, you stay to the doctrines of truth, you preach those clearly, you make application, and the application is going to be for you to live holy.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. As we look at the general epistles in our study of making a difference, today we'll look at the book of Jude for a message Pastor Herron calls Holy War for a Holy People.
I talked to Jack Wilcox. He would be a good example of this. He was a young airman, worked in the air traffic control in Anderson Air Force Base. He said, I was a young guy, 21 years old, and I had went up to the chapels there at Anderson Air Force Base. And during that 2 years I served here, 1954 and 55, he said, I was an amateur photographer. I took pictures of Guam. I thought you'd be interested in seeing those. This was last year, and so I said, yeah, send them to me. I've seen a lot of old school pictures of Guam, old school, but I've rarely seen them as clear and distinct as them. But I saw those, and of course, we weren't around, but there's still a few that are still around, and they remember those days. And when I talk with people in their 70s and 80s that grew up here, Tony Ignacio would be one where he has fond memories of these days back then. It seemed like life was simple back then. Clean, wholesome, everybody loved everybody. You know, it probably wasn't the truth, but boy, as our mind goes back, those were the good old days. When you compare it to now in Guam, where there's more bodies, there's more people, there's more crime, there's more pollution and all that comes with it, but still, Guam is your beautiful island. We have a hard time putting ourselves back into that necessarily. It's difficult. If you can understand that concept, you can understand that this letter, Jude, that we're going to look at in a minute, one of eight books, this was written at the same time that Paul wrote 2 Timothy. And if you have your Bibles, turn to Jude, because we're going to stay there. But I'm going to finish with 2 Timothy, because they both were written in the mid-60s ADs. Jude here, and there's a number of Judes in the Bible, but when notice verse 1, he says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, he's identifying himself straight up right away, I'm the servant of Jesus Christ. People reading this, he was writing from Jerusalem, they knew immediately he identified himself as a doulos of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was his half-brother. He said, I'm the servant. And then he says, and it's a triad, he's writing to them that are sanctified by God the Father, they're preserved in Jesus Christ, and they're called. This is the first triad, three topics together, the first of 16 that Jude writes in this little 25-verse epistle. He said, I felt compelled, or he uses the idea that it was needful for me to write, and I'm exhorting you. He said, I've got to tell you about these things, because here he is now, 30 so years later, he's seeing drifting, he's seeing differences, he's seeing changes, and he's so burdened about it, and it's the same tone that Paul had in 2 Timothy 2. We'll get there. But notice, if you would, here Jude now says, here's what I'm so exhorting you about in your Bibles, that you should earnestly contend for the faith. It's the idea of kind of a new energy, or it's a self-denial for a bigger cause. It's the idea of a military term that you're controlling a certain area, you're contending for, you're like a military person fighting for a treasure or fighting for ground. It's like I'm creating, he's saying, kind of a green zone. This is his call, that we would earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. For verse 4, there are certain men crept in unawares. And he said, they're ungodly men, they're turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness or sensuality, and they're denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there are people like that. Do you think that our church today is different than what it was back then? And the danger that Jude said, he wasn't necessarily talking about the outside world. He was talking about people that were identifying themselves with religion. I mentioned earlier, the first time I heard this, the whole attitude I got when I first heard this was contention. And that's not what Jude is saying. As I more and more study this, I don't sense this. There's a contending, and that's different than contentious. Can you end up contending for something, fighting for something because you so love it without being contentious? Yes, evidently you can. And that is why Paul says to young Timothy, Timothy, this is how you contend for this. Look at 2 Timothy 2. Let me finish this very quickly with an idea that is not just an idea, it's genuinely truth. How do I do this? How do I contend for the faith? How do I end up finding myself? What do I do? This is what he says to make a difference. He says in chapter 2, verse 14, but I'm going to summarize for you. He says, first of all, you need to stick to the word through study and don't argue over incidentals. This is what he says in verse 14. These things put in remembrance. Does that sound familiar to you? This is what Paul says. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words. Who? The church? Christians? Don't strive about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. He's saying, listen, there are some things that just don't even address. But he says, you study to show yourself approved unto God. You're a workman that needs not to be ashamed. You cut it straight like that tradesman, rightly dividing the word of truth. He's saying, you know what? You stick to the word. He says, verse 16, you shun profane and vain babblings. Don't even address them. They're going to increase more into ungodliness. There's going to be more and more church talk that's going to lead to destruction. You stick to the word of God. Don't argue over incidentals. Then he says, secondly, stay calm, for Christ's church will prevail. The Lord knows them that are his. He said, listen, he's going to take care of you. And everyone that names the name of Christ, you've got to depart from iniquity. You've got to end up living holy by departing from evil. Hey, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm going to stay away from it. You know how Paul's saying, you deal with this, the same time frame that Jude's writing? He's saying, listen, you need to stick to the word of God. You need to stay calm because Christ's church will prevail. And lastly, you need to show gentle firmness by instruction with meekness. He uses an illustration of vessels in verses 20, 21, and 22. And he's using it as a vessel, that we're just vessels, and that vessel needs to stay pure and clean. A kind of a gross comparison to those filthy pots that they would use as toilets in their day. And he's saying, listen, you end up, you're clean, you're wholesome, you're going to be used. And then he says again, verse 23, foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. There are some people that will end up making a big mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. There are some people that end up making a big deal about nothing. That's not what Paul's talking about. Paul's saying, listen, you stay to the doctrines of truth. You preach those clearly. You make application. And the application is going to be for you to live holy. And if you do that, then number three, you're going to show gentle firmness. This is how he says it. And the servant of the Lord must not strive and be gentle unto all men. They're apt to teach. Be patient. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. They're caught. They're taken captive by him at his will. It's an ugly picture and a scary picture. You say, Pastor, do you think some of that stuff's going to happen? It happens. I want to assume positive on people and think, you know what? They really have good in mind. I don't know that. They might have bad in mind. They want bad for you. There are bad people out there. I'm thankful that just as we militarily look to people and identify them and know, you know what, there's something good about them. I respect those that are veterans. I didn't know the last time I was home as we were looking through a bunch of things that I pulled out. Actually, my wife pulled out and she said, look at this. Have Rhodes on there. That's my grandfather, my mother's side. Lewis Martin Rhodes, my namesake. It has on here from Bosch Embroidery. Actually, it was sent out in 1942, a 3-cent stamp. I'm not a stamp collector, but. And in it is a couple of hats. One of them is a Nebraska 331. It says 41. I'm assuming it's 1941. Evidently, it's my grandfather's hat he used to wear in Nebraska. Evidently, this was his hat he was given as well as he was in the military, as a lot of men were back in those days, 1941. You know, I didn't notice these until just the other day when actually we got our boxes we sent, and I thought, you know what, these are kind of cool. Good reminders. There are people that went on for us that fought for a cause that we get to benefit from. And you know what? Every year I get a chance to go down with K5. They ask me to give what I do. It's a career day thing. You know, the fireman comes in, the policeman comes in, and then the pastor comes in. And for five-year-olds, I know they don't get the metaphor, but I didn't make it up. But Paul said in Acts, when he said basically when he was telling people what he did, he said, you know what, I do two things. And you can boil everything I do to two things. One, I feed sheep, because people are sheep. I feed them. I give them the word of God. And number two, I fight enemies. I say, hey, these are things that are bad people trying to do bad things to you. You know how you're going to grow? Just like a sheep that feeds on good grass and it's healthy. And they also, they got a shepherd to say, you know what? If bad people come in, wolves dressed like sheep. That's what Jesus used. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Dad. You have responsibility to do the same for your family. Single person, you have the same thing to do about your own life. You got spiritual terrorists that are coming at you, want to destroy you. Just because everything you read, does that mean that you're going to digest all of it? If you do, you're going to get sick spiritually. You say, well, then how do I not do this? Hey, listen, stick to the Word of God. Stay in a place that the Word of God is feeding you. Just because something's out there by radio or television, you better say, man, is this really what I should be listening to? It's not always what they say, it's what they don't say that's going to hurt you. Be careful. And you need to realize, listen, Christ Church is going to prevail. And if you are a child of Christ, you're a part of that church. To realize, I don't have to fret and worry, but if I do have responsibilities to say things that are not right, you can still say with a gentle firmness and instructing with meekness, lest you yourself go down the same trail. I would say to you today that this is not something that I really wanted in the preaching. But as we start in the book of Jude, one of eight books we're going to start studying through, this was a selection that Jude said, I'm concerned. This pictures that we got from Jack Wilcox as I talked with him. He's a great illustration of a soldier back in 1954 and 1955. He has a great appreciation. He's got great memories of here. He said, when I told him what I was going to use today, he said, you know, Pastor, thank you so much. You don't know how my heart does so well to know that these pictures I took way back when I went to the base chapels, but it wasn't until 11 years later that I sat in a church in Elmira, Ohio, and I heard the gospel, the simple gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ came to this earth and lived a perfect life and provided a perfect sacrifice to cover my sins. And it was never about a religion. It was about a relationship to Jesus Christ, who was dead, he was buried, and he rose again the third day. And because of that resurrection power, I too can live a resurrected life. And I took him as my personal Savior. Without works, by grace, I was saved. And he said, it's so awesome to know that here, years later, he said, in the very island I didn't know Christ, I came to know Christ. And now I get a chance to still be able to pray and see a church like yours and others that are preaching the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Where do you find yourself? Maybe you here, Christian, look back just a few years ago when life did seem to be good for you, even as a Christian. What's happened that's got you off the mark? What's gotten you away from it? Oh, you got some intrigue with some doctrine that got you so off haywire, you've got yourself on some hidden reef overstuck and you can't get off. This is why you've got to come back and say, God, I need you, I want you, I want to follow in your steps. And it starts with the gift of salvation, and you walk every day in obedience to him.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Heron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.